The songs you love, the feelings you remember. KLMJ.
Spring planting season is just around the corner, and at First Bank Hampton, we're here to help local farmers get ready. Hi, this is Josh Lang. If you're planning equipment or input purchases, talk to us about our ag loans tailored for your operation. Our team of experienced local lenders makes decisions right here in our community, so you can get fast answers, local financing, and competitive rates. Ready to start the season strong? Stop by or call First Bank Hampton today. Your trusted partner in ag lending. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
This afternoon, we are joined by Iowa State Patrol Trooper Jarrett Arbogast. Earlier this year, effective January 1st, Iowa's hands-free law fully enforced, as people violating that law will now face fines. And what we're going to be talking about with Jarrett, the first couple of months of that, what they're seeing on the roads as of here, the first couple of months of that being enforced anyway. And Jarrett, thanks a lot for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, as you know, back in July, that went into effect, and the first 6 months, we issued 11,200 warnings all across Iowa. Of those, well, just over 5,000 of those was just by the Iowa State Patrol alone. So, you know, we're hoping to see it reduce in traffic fatalities, and so far it seems like it worked at least the last 6 months of last year, so hopefully we can keep that trend going.
Yeah, let's go back to that grace period real quick, Jared. When talking to the county sheriff right before the grace period started, police chief here in town as well, as he was talking about, you know, the start of fully enforced, it was kind of a learning period, especially for drivers, but maybe even for you guys just a bit to get an idea of what you're looking for exactly when you drive by a vehicle.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, there's been a distracted driving law in effect for a while. This is more called the texting law. Well, now, as you know, hands-free, some of the misconceptions that people would like to hear about is, well, can I do it at a stoplight or a stop sign? And you can't do that. You know, it's electronic communication device. So even people with smartphones, you know, you can't be down doing stuff on that either, or, you know, with your tablets and things like that. So as far as a learning curve for us too, a little bit, but it's made it a little bit more simple, because if it's in your hand, it's a violation because it can't be there.
Now, this is a little bit tricky question, but I think you can answer. So I was talking with the police chief, and they talked about, you know, one of the things that people can use is a phone mount on the dashboard. When does that become a violation? As soon as the finger touches the screen, or how does that work, I guess?
We usually think about it. You can have one touch, just like when you're in your vehicle and you have it connected to your vehicle and somebody is calling. You know, that's what we want you to use is your, you know, a lot of times referred to as your Bluetooth devices, is usually a one touch. So if it's mounted and you just singly just touch it, we're going to allow that. So that's something to think about. You know, you just can't be holding it and can't be messing with it and obviously texting and trying to do GPS and do a bunch of other phone stuff at that time.
And the police chief was saying, let's say you drive an older car, Bluetooth really is an option, at least built into the car initially. There are other technologies you can get in those older vehicles to help you adapt to this law.
Correct. You know, this law has actually been in effect for commercial vehicles for quite some time. Iowa code is actually very similar to it. So, you know, there's a lot of headsets out there that people can buy or use. And, you know, they're relatively inexpensive for the most part at this point. But that's one way of going about, you know, being able to set that phone down.
Again, we're joined by Iowa State Patrol Trooper Jarrett Arbogast. He covers this area. That's District 9, I should mention, out of Iowa, or out of Cedar Falls, rather, as we talk about the new hands-free law now fully enforced. The first couple of months, just getting an idea of what they're seeing. Now, it was reported for the last year, I believe, here, Jarrett, deaths on Iowa roadways were down, which is obviously good to see for the state, and maybe this law will help that trend continue to go down, I guess.
Yeah, like one of our people said, the proof is in the pudding. And if you look at, I have a graph here, obviously we can't see because we're on the radio, but from January to June, the fatalities were pretty much around the average. But from July through the end of December, we were down 80 traffic deaths. And that's exactly when this period went into effect. We had 259 traffic deaths last year. That is the lowest in 100 years. So since 1925, that's the lowest amount we've had. And we beat that by one. We have not done it in 100 years. So we have our what we call our side initiatives, and seatbelts. Excessive speed is one of those things. That's the E. The D is the distracted driving, impaired driving, and seatbelts. Those three things are something we've been focused on, but also that's because we've been trying to be one of the mottos for the DOT in Iowa and the State Patrol has been below 300, because we don't remember the last time we were below 300. So it was 1925 was the last time we were below 300.
And that predates cell phones by a long time, 1925. That predates phones, period. So that's very good to see with the State Patrol and, you know, everyone involved with this hands-free law. That's obviously a great sign. And, you know, moving forward, now that's fully enforced, can you remind our audience what the fines can carry, you know, with the first offense? And then if you violate it numerous times, what can that carry for a person that violates this law?
Yeah, it's kind of like speeding tickets. Now, that's one of the things that came into effect with this law is it is now a moving violation. Yeah, it's a $100 fine plus your court cost, so I believe it's like $170 total. But more importantly, people want to know, we talk about it affecting your insurance and stuff like that. Well, that's what happens when it's a moving violation. So the more of those you get, obviously, there's going to be more sanctions that take place.
You're joined by Iowa State Patrol Trooper Jared Arbogast as we talk about Iowa's new hands-free law, now fully enforced. Fines are now in place for those that violate this law. Like you said, first time $100 and, increasing to $500 in cases of the incident resulting in an injury, $1,000 in incidents that could cause a death. So got to be careful of that. And Jared, anything else you'd like to add? I know, again, there's still some people that are going to be adapting to this because their first instinct, oh, my phone went off, I got to pick it up and look at it. But it's a learning curve yet for these people, and hopefully they learned a lot during that 6-month grace period. But anything else you want to add?
You know, just remind people, we are out there looking. In the first 2 months alone, I wrote down some stats for us here. We've issued across the state 2,417 in the first 2 months of just citation. 1,300 of those have just been by the State Patrol. And then we also been, you know, we have discretion, so we've been using warnings too. We've issued 1,913 warnings and 535 of those by the Iowa State Patrol. So we're still out there, as you can see, enforcing the law, because we do believe it does have an impact. And so we hope that the trend keeps going in the correct direction. And, you know, we're at 36 traffic deaths this year. That's actually one above where we were last year. But January was higher than average, but February was down 8 compared to the last 2 years and down 11 and 13 over the last 4 years. So we're seeing the first month, you know, the weather didn't help us. Yeah. We had some multi-fatalities out on the interstate and stuff like that. But we do think this is going to have an impact. And, you know, we just want to remind people to keep their phone down and, do all the things they need to do before they hit the highway.
That text or phone call can wait till you stop, or like you said, get that Bluetooth working. So, Jared, appreciate the time. Thanks for stopping by once again, and we'll talk down the road.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right, Jared Arbogast, today's guest on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Ready to refresh your space? Hi, this is Steph McWilliams with First Bank Hampton with exciting news. Our limited time home improvement and HELOC specials are here. If you've been dreaming of updating your kitchen, finishing that basement, or finally tackling those interior projects you've noticed during the long winter, now's your chance. With great rates and flexible options, it's the perfect time to turn your house into the home you love. Don't wait. Visit us or call First Bank Hampton today to find your best option. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.